holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Let nothing be done through strife in vain glory.
Be holy.
All right, we're back. Let's pick up where we left off.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
Yeah.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. Strife. Set up. Strife and vainglory. You know when people try to butter you up to get you to do things, or you butter people up to get them to do things for you? Vainglory. You know, and then the sad thing is they try to do that to God like it works or something. God, I'm just going to go to church every Sunday. If you just give me that man's wife, I want her for myself, Jesus. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. You can't do that. You ain't going to butter God up to get sin. You can go get sin on your own. You don't need God to give you sin. Lord, I'll go to church every week if you pay my bills. Hey, that goes against his command of everybody going to work. Somebody got to do something. We all can't sit home and not do anything. Some people can, but not everybody can. Go ahead.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Mm-hmm. See, enough we do that, that we keep down all the fighting. Just assume everybody's better than you. Push everybody to be better than you. Even though you might know that you're better. No, you push everybody to be better than you. You keep that in your mind so that you don't get high-minded and you obey the Lord. That's what you do. You keep yourself together by letting everybody else be big. See, you got to make yourself small. And let everybody else see, you don't have a problem with that when you're used to letting God be big. It's like when you humble yourself, you don't have a problem with letting other people be big, greater than you. You don't have a problem with that. But when you're used to being the big person, you're not going to worship God. You are not going to worship God. If you're used to being the big man, if you want to be God, you are not going to worship God. Hello, lights. If you want to be God, you will not worship God. And so now you look around and you see how many people actually worship God. Just look in church. You see them because they want to be God. They don't worship God because they want to be God. Sinners don't worship God because why? They want to be God. They want to control everything. But until you are ready to let God be God and then you be at his feet humbled, you won't treat everybody else like they're above you, like you're supposed to. Read that part again.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory.
Right.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
See, that's what they do. They don't want to let other people be esteemed higher than them. So when that happens, then they have a problem with the other person. And that's when all the lust comes in, the strife comes in, the war comes in, because you want that for yourself, but you can't ask for it because you're asking for the wrong motives. You have the wrong motives. And when you have the wrong motives, it's because you're not worshiping God. And when you don't worship God, you think that you're God. And can't nobody tell you that you're not. But that's all right. God will fix you. Go ahead and think that you're God. God's going to fix your head and your heart and your mouth. You go ahead and fix it. And God's going to take care of that thing. You go ahead and say that you're God and be God. But God's going to fix you. You know for good and well, you don't have a heaven to keep yourself out of and a hell to put you in. But God does. And if you're not worshiping him, that's where you're going. See, the devil did that. That was the devil. The devil didn't want to worship God. He wanted to be above God. And God said, I created hell for the devil and the fallen angels. Them. I created that for them. But because you humans look like them and you don't want to worship me, you will go with them. And you will be and burn with them. The devil's not in control of hell. The devil don't want to go to hell. The devil knows that he is that hell is hot. He don't want to be there. But you foolish people, you don't want to worship God the right and correct way. So you put yourself up. You go hire a promotional team to push you and boost you. And then you go and spend all this money to make your name great, when all you had to do was bow unto the Lord, and God does all the raising to make you great. And then because you do that all the time, you always esteem other people greater than yourself, because you're always trying to keep yourself down. You're always trying to keep the old man you down, because if he ever gets to resurrect, it's going to be twice as hard to kill him again. That's the old you. Let the old you die. Don't give him or her a chance to resurrect themselves. Keep them down by esteeming other people. Let the other people be above you. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Look not every man on his own things,
mm-hmm.
but every man also on the things of others.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let this mind be in you.
Wait. Let this mind be in who?
You.
Okay.
Go ahead. Which was also in Christ Jesus.
Hmm. So Christ Jesus had a mind. And whatever that mind that you're supposed to have is supposed to be just like his. See, I told you, the same church, the church of the yesteryear is speaking of the same church that I'm talking about right now. I'm telling you to step away from sin. Christ wasn't sinning. Christ didn't commit sin. Why are we doing that? We supposedly have him on the inside. So you're causing him to sin? Since he's on the inside of us, we're supposed to be guided by him. Let this mind be in you. The mind of Christ was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what guides you. And you don't want the Holy Ghost because you think that means you have to speak in tongues. You will speak in tongues, but only if the Holy Ghost makes you speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost speaks through you for you to speak in tongues. You don't control the tongues. Listen, you let God worry about the tongues. You get the Holy Ghost. How about that? You get the Holy Ghost and you let God worry about the tongues. And when he speaks, nobody will have to tell you. Nobody will have to tell you that he spoke. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was in Christ Jesus? The Holy Ghost was in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God was in Christ Jesus. God himself, the Father, was in Christ Jesus. And if you are to have that same mind, you have to receive the Holy Ghost, not $20 million. He didn't say, let you on this side have $20 million and you have $80 million. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this spirit be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Listen, I'm telling you this. The spirit has been here from day one. I was talking to a false prophet today. I told him, I said, listen, he said, man, the scriptures are the only, what do you say? The only guarantee or something like that. He said, the scripture is the only guarantee we have. I said, and he said, there's no substitute for the scripture. I said, wait a minute, brother. The spirit was here long before the scriptures were here. The spoken words of God were here long before the scriptures were here. God said, let there be, and it was without the scriptures. Doc, this thing here, listen, the spirit was here from the beginning. The same spirit that's supposed to be in us is going to be in us. It's going to do what God said. God's word does not return void. It's going to do and accomplish everything it sets out to do. If we were supposed to have the Holy Ghost in Genesis, we're going to have the Holy Ghost in Revelation. We are not going to get away from this. If we were supposed to have the Holy Ghost in Genesis, you're going to have the Holy Ghost right now in order to be in the church. If you're not going to receive the Holy Ghost, you won't be in the church. You can't be in the church because you hadn't repented. You hadn't received God. You hadn't done nothing. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's what we're wanting. We want that same mind that was in Christ in us right now. And if you had that mind, you'd stop sinning. You would stop it. You would stop it. You would just stop. And you get mad when you see other people just gleefully sinning, just willingly sinning. You would get upset about the thing. Your sorrow has turned to your happiness has turned to sorrow because you see what's going to happen to these people and you can't do anything about it. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Who being in the form of God.
Who being in the form of God.
Thought it not robbery.
Mm-hmm.
To be equal with God.
For him to have God on the inside. There's no robbery. For God to be in that form. There was no robbery. Not that. Because God says, you know, who's my equal? I had this false prophet once. I had him on the ropes. I said, listen, who was first, the Father or the Son? And I had him caught. He couldn't answer. Because if he said the Father was first, then the Son came afterwards. My first question is, who was the Son's mother? You get it? Who's the Son's mother if the Son came after the Father? But then the Son is God too. And then this, that, and listen. There's only one God. There's only one Spirit. That's God. That's the Father. He was in the form of God. That's what Jesus was. That mind that Jesus had, that was the Spirit. That body was what he lived in. That's what they saw. We have to have the same mind that Jesus had in order to be saved. And we won't be saved. We won't be saved without it.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.